Greetings, beautiful people. I hope you're having a wonderful, blessed day, night, or evening. If you aren't, just remember, God loves you. I love you. You are so loved. Welcome back to another episode of Planet Jave Podcast. Time travelers, it has been a while since I've been on here, but I'm excited for season two. This is the first episode, and I'm so excited to just be putting this out here because God knows I've wanted to speak and express and just share the word. And it's been difficult to be in my season of rest, but we're finally here, y'all. Today, we're going to be talking about identity. But before I go into that, I just want to give you guys kind of the energy of this season. In today's world, so many people are facing an identity crisis. Many have forgotten who they truly are and even their purpose here on Earth. Today, we're going to explore our identities. So what is an identity? Well, the definition of an identity is the fact of being who or what a person is. Other meanings means to distinguish, to place, to know, and to determine. Identity formation and evolution are impacted by a variety of internal, external factors like society, family, loved ones, ethnicity, race, culture, location, opportunities, the media, interests, even your appearance and your self-expression, and of course, all of your life experiences. On this journey, many of us have identified with a lot of things, a lot of places, a lot of ideas that were honestly pushed onto us. They don't really define who we are, but we've kind of accepted them. But you know, the good news about all this is we have a true identity that is given to us by God, by the Most High. So let's talk about it. Because in this world, so many of us have accepted false identities. And when I say false identities, I'm talking about the identity of the ego or the flesh. And when you start to believe that is who you are or all that you are, it's like you are accepting, the less, you know, when God wants so much more for us on this walk with Him. And you begin to believe that, and you begin to believe that you are this or you're that, when God is like, no, you're my child, and keep it pushing. But with all that being said, it's just to kind of shine the light that a lot of identities that have been given to us was by the world or even by the devil. And honestly, I don't even want to say given, it was forced onto us. If you've been here, well, obviously if you're listening to this podcast, you done been here for a minute, right? You done been on this earth for a little minute now. A lot of identities or things have been forced onto you. It's just kind of how they just put it on your table and told you to eat it, and that's just what it is. But again, the good news is that your true identity resides in the Lord Jesus Christ. The identity of the world is usually a contradiction to the identity of Christ. Your true identity, again, resides in Jesus Christ. So let's talk about the identity in Christ. Your identity in Christ is not based on education, not on economic worth, or even your social status, but it's really based on your relationship with the Lord. Those who know their God intimately are marked out for great exploits. Now, let's talk about this. The biblical definition of an exploit is a heroic deed of achievement. In the Bible, Daniel says, "But the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits." And that's Daniel 11:32. The Lord truly wants to do mighty deeds that we will bear witness to the reality of who He is in us. The more you get to know Jesus Christ through His word, through time in prayer, through seeking Him, the more you will understand your identity in Him. The more you get to know Jesus Christ, the more you will be able to identify areas of your life that aren't in alignment with His identity by the power of the Holy Ghost. So why is knowing your identity important? You know, this might be a question you've asked yourself. Who am I? What's my purpose? What am I doing here, right? I know I've asked myself that several times in my journey, especially as I'm still growing and developing and learning. It's just so much. It's like in each season, I learn something, and it's like I shed an old identity or old belief or something that is no longer serving me on my journey because it's in contradiction to the truth of the gospel, or it's in contradiction to what God wants for my life. So I have to shed a part of me that's like, I thought this was me, but it wasn't. So why is our identities important? Well, our identity in Christ has been given to us because it provides us direct access to our Heavenly Father. Do you hear what I say? The only way to the Lord, to the Most High is through Jesus Christ, which means Jesus Christ is the only way. He's the mediator, the connector. Therefore, we get our identity from Christ. And through Christ, we have access to the Most High. We have access to the Father. My identity in Christ says that I am a child of God. It says that I am filled with the Holy Spirit, that I am free, that I am more than a conqueror, that I am adopted by God, that I am healed, that I am called, that I am chosen, I am empowered, I'm transformed, I'm wonderfully made. My identity in Christ says that I'm made alive and blessed, that I'm under grace, that I'm free, that I'm never alone, that I'm forgiven, that I'm powerful, that I am sealed, that I am redeemed, that I am strong in the Lord, that I am a new creation, that I am God's temple, that I'm under His grace, I am accepted, I am an ambassador for Christ, that I am free from condemnation and condemnation, that I am a citizen of heaven. Right? This is the importance of knowing your identity in Christ, because if you don't know who you are, you're going to walk around lost. But God wants you to know that you are found in Him and that your true identity is in Him. My identity in Christ says, I am born again. All right? That I am justified, that I am victorious, that I am equipped, that I am treasured, that I'm rescued. There's so much to it, and that's just part of it. That's just like the tip of the iceberg. There's so much to the identity in Christ that is given to us so freely. Jesus Christ's identity was as the Son of God, and His kingdom purpose was to bring salvation to humanity through His death and resurrection. His identity and work are so significant for us because it provides us the means to be reconciled with the Lord, with the Most High, and to have eternal life. Because of Jesus Christ's sacrifice, because of what He did on the cross, we now have the blood, all right? And when you feel lost, plead the blood of Jesus Christ. When you feel like this world is throwing stuff on you and it's trying to get your linen dirty, you feel me? It's trying to cover your light. You plead the blood of Jesus Christ on yourself, because at the end of the day, your identity is in the Lord. There will come a time when the identity of your ego must be released and the truth of your being must be accepted. And for me, that's the time that I'm in. I've had to examine myself through the word of God and go, oh, this ain't right. Oh, this is not aligning with the Most High. This ain't aligning with truth. This is not aligning with Christ. And I've had to shed parts of myself. And it's a hard process. It's a hard journey. And I'm still going through it. Guys, I'm only 25. It's a process. There's still many things that the Lord is uncovering within me, healing within me, changing within me, transforming within me. But I'm so grateful for where He's brought me from, because God knows He done brought me a long ways. Because I'll tell you, I done said it on my podcast so much, but I was a hot mess. And I still might be a little bit of a hot mess, right? I might be a warm mess now. I'm not a hot mess no more. I'm a warm mess, but nevertheless, I'm still a mess. But I'm God's mess. I'm God's mess. And I'm just joking, but in all reality, like, I've had to go through those seasons, those ups and downs of just examining and seeing where I'm far off from God, where I'm in contradiction to His love and to the identity that He's given me. And it's a whole process. And I just want to encourage you guys not to give up and to keep moving forward. And when those times come, thank Him, because He's perfecting you. That's what it is. The Lord is perfecting you. He is perfecting you. And by the end of your journey, you will be perfect in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm not talking about this worldly vanity perfection, okay? I'm talking about true Jesus Christ righteousness, light, love. You know what I'm talking about? Like, God done really done something to you, then like turned into an angel. All right, that's what I'm talking about. But let's keep it going with the podcast. How do we accept our identity in Christ? For me, I can only speak from the perspective of what I've done and what I've experienced, but it was surrendering to love and to know, like, God is love and love is God. There's no separating the two. Every moment can be that moment of surrenderance. Sometimes when I'm driving, it's just a moment of me going, Lord, I don't know what's happening, but I trust You. I give it to You. I surrender this thing to You. Or I just say, thank You, Lord. I surrender to Your will. Every time that you're asking God for His will to be done, you're surrendering to Him. You're surrendering to His plan, to His will. That's a moment of surrenderance. And as you do this, you accept your identity in Christ. And why? Because when Jesus Christ walked this earth, he was obedient to the Most High. He did the will of the Father. And he didn't ask questions. He didn't complain. He just did. When God said go, he went. So you, and on your journey, when you surrender to the Lord's will, you are then accepting your identity in Christ. But let's keep it going. Other things that helped me to accept my identity in Christ is accepting his unconditional love, which is always present and it's free. Okay, do you hear what I say? God's love is free and available at every single moment. When you wake up, when you go to sleep, and everything in between, okay? God's love is free. You don't have to pay for that. You might have to pay for food. You might have to pay for gas. You might have to pay for your bills, all that. But you don't have to pay for God's love, okay? And a lot of us need that free love right now. So make sure you tap into God's love, because I'm telling you, you won't regret it. Other ways that I accept God's identity within me and Christ's identity is my identity in Christ. Let me clean that up. Is I find moments. It goes back to just those moments, but I find moments of peace and quiet. I get in a comfortable space. I breathe. I take deep breaths, and I start to ask God within me, Christ within me, to help me to release my fleshly ways, the ego's identity, and I ask for the Holy Spirit to spring up a well, all the truth of who I am within the Lord. I literally ask God to help me to remember who I am within him. That way, any lies that have sprung up or any lies that have been put on me, those are being dismantled. Those are being dissolved. Anything that is not of the truth of the gospel and the word of God and my truth and God's truth within me, all those things got to fall away and got to go away. And this is such an important thing to do, is finding those moments to really just connect with the Lord. Because in this crazy world, that all we really got that is consistent is the Lord. The one thing I can say on my journey here on earth, God has been so consistent. Okay? He's the most consistent being, like, he, everything. God is everything, period. But he's so consistent. His love is consistent. His mercy is consistent. His grace is consistent. He don't switch up on you. He don't change up on you. And even when you do a little some, you turn away, you do that in the third, God is always there, open arms, like, my child, come on. Come on, repent, but come on. Repent, but come on, because I love you. And the love is unconditional and it's real. And I love me some Lord. I love me some God, because at the end of the day, I am nothing. I have nothing. I can do nothing. I know nothing outside the Lord Jesus Christ. But I just wanted to share this with you guys, because identity has been a big part of my journey in this season. And honestly, I felt like I went through this period of time where the world was trying to tell me who I was, and I was believing it. And that was so scary for me, because it was like I started to believe the lies of the world and just what the enemy was throwing at me, what my flesh was saying and doing. And it was like, I know this isn't who I am. But I know my identity in the Lord Jesus Christ. I had to fight. I had to pray. I had to war. I had to shout. I had to prevail. I had to travail. Okay. I had to prevail. Okay. I had to get on up and allow my soul and my spirit to awaken, because there was something sinister going on around me that I couldn't perceive. But God knew it all along. And when I accepted my identity in the Lord, things started to change. Things started to change. Okay. Things start to change. But anyways, that's the end of this podcast. I hope it was helpful. I hope you got something for it. I do encourage you to go read Daniel 11, chapter 11. There's something in there. There's something in there for you. But that's the end of this podcast. I love you. God loves you. Have a beautiful and blessed day. You just heard another episode of Planet Jave. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you. If you want to hear more from me, please subscribe to the podcast or look through any of the previous release episodes. I would highly appreciate it. And if you want to tap into my new book, DWE, Dealing with Emotions, it's available on all online platforms, and I would love for you to check it out. God bless you and have a beautiful day.